It's April. What's happening in the natural world? Here's Ruth Carol Cushman and Steve Jones, co-authors of the Colorado Nature Almanac.
Oh, and here's the Fusaria bellii, just the rosette of the gray-green leaves.
Oh, yeah, here's a bigger Fusaria here. Isn't
in fact,
nice?
They're all over this crack. Right next to the Fusaria bellii, there are four big clamshells that are about as big as my hand.
That's fantastic. This was the ocean about 100 million years ago, where we're standing. We're at Six Mile Fold, which is about 3 miles north of Boulder, just west of Highway 36. And the fold here is an area where the rocks, the shales and limestones and other rocks that were laid down by the ancient sea have been uplifted and then folded like a corrugated roof. And where that corrugation protrudes, you have this wonderful shale and limestone formation exposed, and it's just full of shells. And it also is a very toxic environment for most plants. So as a result, you get very particular types of wildflowers growing in these shale barrens.
We often find some of the first Easter daisies here in February, and by April, one of Boulder's most famous flowers begins to bloom. Bell's twin pod, or Fusaria bellii, grows only on Niobrara limestones and shale outcrops in Laramie, Boulder, and Jefferson counties. It's hard to believe that this bright yellow mustard is globally rare, since here on the hogbacks and road cuts, it's locally abundant. In fact, it's hard to avoid stepping on it. Even before blooming, the rosette of gray-green leaves forms an eye-catching contrast to the gray shales. After flowering, which usually lasts from April through early May, the plant produces puffed-up, inflated fruits that give the genus its scientific name of Fusaria, which is derived from the Greek word physa, meaning bellows.
It's interesting to stand here looking at these 100-million-year-old clamshells and these fragile wildflowers that are growing only in this one place. In an article for the Daily Camera, CU ecologist Jeff Mitten pointed out that the Bell's twin pod grows only on these shales, but these shales are eroding very rapidly. So its lifespan in our world is going to be very short. And when all these shales are gone, it's likely that this plant will become extinct. But we'll still be able to walk through these hills and see the clam shells and remember what was here 100 million years ago.
The County Parks and Open Space Department leads several trips into this area each year. Watch the newspaper for trip announcements or phone the department at 303-678-6200. To see the Bell's twin pod, just park at the road cut or any of these road cuts in this area and look for splashes of bright yellow.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are co-authors of the Colorado Nature Almanac and the Peterson Field Guide to the North American Prairie.